Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Early Music America held its fifth Young Performers Festival in June, bringing together students and ensembles from institutions throughout North America to perform a series of concerts. This hour, we'll hear concert performances from Oberlin Baroque and Indiana University's Forgotten Clefs. Plus, we'll feature a recording of world premieres from Viola da Gamba's Julianne Lacca. This was a set of three versions of the popular chanson J'ai pris amour. The first was by Heinrich Isaac, the second by Jean Jappard, and the third by Johannes Giselin. They were performed by the Forgotten Clefs from Indiana University. We'll hear more from this group later in the show. This hour, we're bringing you part two in a three-part look at Early Music America's 2015 Young Performers Festival. Seven groups from some of the finest institutions in North America were invited to participate. In part one, we featured ensembles from Case Western Reserve University, the Peabody Conservatory of Johns Hopkins University, and the University of North Texas. This week, we'll hear from Oberlin Baroque and a Renaissance wind band from Indiana University. Oberlin Baroque, under the direction of Webb Wiggins, put together a program called Pleasures Plus, works by Leclerc and Charpentier. Here's Charpentier's motet Domine Non Secundum.
Gloria, 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 g
We heard Oberlin Baroque performing Domine Non Secundum by Marc-Antoine Charpentier. Webb Wiggins directed, and we heard baritone Aaron Keeney, Nicholas Laux on viol, Jeffrey Girton and Emmy Tisdell on violin, and Jennifer McPherson on organ. Here's another piece from the young performers of Oberlin College. We'll hear the Chaconne and Tambourin from Jean-Marie Leclerc's Deuxième Récréation de Musique. That was the Chaconne and Tambourin from Leclerc's Deuxième Récréation de Musique, performed by Oberlin Baroque, directed by Webb Wiggins. We heard Nicholas Laux on viol, Jeffrey Gerton and Emmy Tisdall on violin, Jennifer McPherson on harpsichord, and flutists Zoe Sorrell and Sarah Lynn in a concert performance from the EMA 2015 Young Performers Festival, which took place on June 10, 2015. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. Another university group that came to Boston for the Young Performers Festival was the Renaissance wind band Forgotten Clefs from Indiana University. They performed a program of French popular songs and their concordances of the 15th and 16th centuries. Let's hear their performance of music from Tilman Susato's Danserie of 1551. Thank you. We heard music from Sussato's Danserie of 1551, followed by a chanson published by Pierre Falaise. Indiana University's Renaissance wind band Forgotten Clefs performed in concert at First Church Boston on June 12th as part of the 2015 Young Performers Festival. The Forgotten Clefs are Sarah Hipshish, C. Keith Collins, and Kelsey Andrew Schilling, all playing shams, dulcians, and recorders, Chris Kanapa and Alex Drosik on sackbut, Brian McNulty on percussion, and director Charles Wines, who you'll also hear playing shams, dulcians, recorders, pipe and tabor, and bagpipes. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're listening to highlights from Early Music America's 2015 Young Performers Festival. We have time for one more set by the Renaissance wind band Forgotten Clefs. Here's the popular 16th century French song Jouissance vous donnerai. We heard a set of concordances of the chanson Jouissance vous donnerai. The first was published in 1589 by Twenno Arbaud, and then we heard versions by Claudin de Sermizy, Antoine Gardin, and Nicolas Gombert. Indiana University's Forgotten Clefs performed during the 2015 Young Performers Festival in Boston, sponsored by Early Music America. We'll be hearing more performances from this festival. On the next and final program of this three-part series, we'll hear highlights from concerts by Seattle Historical Arts for Kids and McGill University's Early Music Ensemble. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. There's a leather book about the size of a 4x6 index card housed at the Bibliothèque Nationale in Paris under the call number Reserve 1111. It's never been published, and a lot of the solo viol music that comprises this 17th century manuscript has never been performed. But viol player Julian Laca offers listeners a chance to hear 40 of the 273 pieces from Reserve 1111 on a recent recording made up largely of world premieres. That was an anonymous Alemán from the manuscript Reserve 1111, performed by Julian Laca. In the 17th century, music lovers sometimes copied and collected their favorite pieces of the day into books for their own use and enjoyment, and that's probably how Reserve 1111 came to be put together. The compiler of the manuscript, likely a wealthy amateur player who lived in the Brandenburg region of Germany, mostly gathered short, generically titled dance pieces into his or her collection. Here are a few movements from a G major dance suite. We'll hear a prelude, Alemán, Courant, and Gavotte. Thank you. We heard music from the G major suite of dance movements found in a 17th century manuscript of viol music performed by Julianne Lacca on her 2015 recording Reserve 1111, which is also the title of the source manuscript. The majority of the pieces in this manuscript are anonymous, but we do know the names of a few contributing composers, and still others can be identified by cross-referencing additional documents. Here's a saraband composed by the Englishman Charles Coleman.
Thank you.
That was a saraban by English composer Charles Coleman, performed by Julianne Laca. In addition to dance movements, this recording includes several settings of Lutheran hymns for solo viol. Composers like Bach often wrote chorale preludes on well-known religious tunes for the organ, but these viol transcriptions of Lutheran hymns are much more unusual. Besides what's found in Reserve 1111, there are only a few other isolated examples of this repertory, a repertory that was likely used for private devotional use at home rather than for public performance.
Jesu meine Freude, meines Herzens Weide, Jesu meine Ziel. Ach, wie lang, ach, lange ist dem Herzen bange und verlangt nach dir. Gottes Lamm, mein Bräutigam, außer dir soll mir auf Erden nichts sonst Liebes werden.
That was the hymn Jesu meine Freude, performed by Julianne Laca with ensemble Art Deco from the 2015 CD entitled Reserve 1111. Interested in early music recordings? In addition to our broadcast program, we have a podcast, the Harmonia Early Music Podcast, which reviews new and classic recordings of early music. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writers for this edition of Harmonia are Luann Johnson and Janelle Davis. Special thanks to Brandon Labadie from EMA. And thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Janelle Davis, Elizabeth Clark, John Bailey, and Joe Getz. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas, with special thanks to engineer Rachel Boyd at the Texas Tech School of Music. Our producer is Luann Johnson, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.